In the message, Pope Francis says it's important to praise the steps being taken to improve people's welfare in areas of healthcare, education and communications, and to recognise the fundamental role that modern business activity plays in bringing about these changes. Nonetheless, he says the successes which have been achieved have often led to widespread social exclusion, and too many men and women still experience the dramatic consequences of daily insecurity. Pope Francis stresses the vital role that politicians and economists have in promoting an inclusive approach which takes into consideration the dignity of every human person and the common good. This concern, he says, ought to shape every political and economic decision, but at times seems to be little more than an afterthought. Those working in these sectors, he insists, have a precise responsibility towards others, particularly the most frail, weak and vulnerable. It is intolerable, he adds, that thousands of people continue to die of hunger every day, even though food is available and often simply wasted. We cannot but be moved, he says, by the refugees seeking minimally dignified conditions, who not only fail to find hospitality, but often tragically perish in moving from place to place. What is needed, the Pope concludes, is a renewed and broadened sense of responsibility on the part of all and an openness to the transcendent vision which can guide economic and financial activity towards a more ethical and humane approach. I'm Philippa Hitchin.